organizer committee, pilihan malam, jawara ini usah kuat alang oksa aksa berok, jawara ngalan, alang wan isu burung amilak, sait makoi dia kawamati, mau ngajai usina tet kamu ngalan. I see you were land claim settlement an act. Who called it out to you? 1991, you open. I don't know if you're in the air, I'm in blue. You look to some, you could have to walk. It's a moment, I will let you in the air. You need to Asli orang macam na, semua tinggi kepulai. Tuno kahit kau yang mengit kerawat ka, ini wit. Nunak sa, nunabun mana? Semula kau mesiu, nado amiu nih. Anggalan ni ni aikut, atau next malah kena aikut. Tainna peaksisua upta nunakut kaisa kaisa ayaksi uptiu nalo amin sule ukaut miadiu Ukau di migadiut, tunjuk jani ane buluit, inuit, yang itu tunjuk si suktuat, mana kau suktuat, pikpada, agalan, uang kita amna nak kau angit kira, inuine awi kaput, tapi mengakang aking inuip tini, zaman na, nuna, tak ayu sinya, negeri tu payah orang itu atau buluit. Ini uneh awal tadi bulu bit. Tanda perlu kurang bit cukup nak cukup. Agaklah ini kuna ini mission awal lagi. Project. Asyua regional corporation. Pemain. Organize semata, angalat kaksi matik nunak sirabut temat kuah, nunak rakap kaksi but nunak kagurat kenyanganik, nunak samna ata api galuan aku tenna kabo mabta sabau tinirati, asih. Kau pernah isabut sama tukar sekarang ni malu jadi aku tekak kami. Karena isak ni luk kami. Eka yok tiga jam malu. Hasil tabra pijah semata magma pak. Ukurum matuma pakai tengah tak. Nunap te jangan ni kawani nuaslah umme. Manisa aksim magit pilih si budik, aktor orang yang aksim budik sumit, ini unik pun, itu aksi lah aklu begad.
Four thirty me aku orang nak.
Oh.
Okay.
Pilih. Ini unik anak pun, nak aksi lah aklu. Pilih sebelum, bagaimana pak? Inyuni anak tini, cai mani, nak uksek pak tok, bagaimana pak? Anak si payah tok. Mani nyak tok ada kerutik, inyuit, sebab lah kaji belum. Igu lu kurang ni, Pipkabiyutik, kaukulaikabut, luwani. Inyune anak potasi, tawra sikhlaganay payahalu, inyurla sibluta. Ukhlohoromik, inyune ahuta. Nasur gasmiglu, utkawinu kwa, inyune ahutik. Sikhlaganay agat, inyugulut, inyune ahaptal, luwani. Ulone ga misulita enna khanaq sipayamio agran isuma kamali uwanga angune ani uttamatko manna sapset sanuut wane nunawagut Inyuguti kakutan at upianik tayo mga kanganuk at piyaraw kapta. Nut kakutit ko yung wangit kika. Tanap tiginun. At awtimuluta. Nos laumi payak togut. Awalibullo at ko ay nubayakatibut. Tapirayiluta. Akilirak soktakirayibut. Kanu kujeone agaksik patik, nitik kabut, tamatkwa, ikaluit, sutut, tigmeat, takayom nikalutingi. Akaliyak sakto hirayagun, dahil nawa, isagutigap takanga, Tanik tu nunu na inyu ne anak aglis kalak tu aglis kalak silo inyu piani inyu ne anip tigni wagut utok kana wagut nunu nyahta buki utu aman iyang ngahtok tu ahtut sibun inyu yak sinmun iglego menyai tut Asi ilisimaro asi ilipsin ngapsik. Tamrda tusarak langinik. Kaukulay kawud makor. Kawamakay kawud. Ukotilak raayisi. Iluatun. Pilyat kuluin. Tayamani inyuni aktuat. Utokkanat. Inyulugulut. Kamanaktut tabra abu awrani kuna inyo kablaan ay ami tawang angukat kali tamawat iso aksibluwit abu ukluwit nite ukluk tabra tuwaluk takwa tuwaluwit siguruit tut unnagot ikrait tut tawdugurat ka tamara awlakamik Siniktak to anak sa tayin na kapsin yung ulo ni tayin mga nagalupta sa'yo kami. Ili sa magkatka malawak sa unay kiningang kaka. Tayin na wala katakto at kiniruwik ka. Upinangangin namin kuya kuro kami. Uwigilu tabula na takayat. Nukat piyaro kama na nilakayat. Awlakto at Tamat ko at tatawra, okrolo, nakipi-aulalaw, abuot, takotalong. Kanotik tayo minyulura kayot. Asi wagot pagmapak, tayo na pingiaksigot, awla ni hapta, sunapaya. Isuaksipulo, inyukalagatiyot, situakpanayuta, inungang itsuanik. Suna manekaran ay ato tigulay siblugo umiyak kalawa kanuto na kasuti kalawa mata kamutit sud kagalak sud magumapak aglan tamna inyuni anak po inyupiani ipagawulugo kung ang isumakang itungale nakapiyak tulad tubulunga inyupiyak tanik kalurisiging abluwit Tipaya alaw amada na kiliyabluwit, tabarilis at kalay. At ukuluwit, inyubulunga. Ikayutin ko na rawat awan mo. Suna, iso ang isakpot. Inupero uluta. Tikiutik pa. Kamamakta. Ang alam niya tiyon. Asi sumik. Alamik. Ukat panggara. Ito nga buwa. Inuit. Ako bulu iya. Tablo nga alam. Muna. Kalilak nga. Walubas.
We could do it tomorrow, I suppose. How long will the translation take?
5 minutes.
Did I even want to do that?
Okay, if you can do it in 5 minutes, why not?
Okay, yeah, why not?
I'm just going to summarize it. I am Waldo Botfish, member of the History, Culture, Language Commission. I wanted to talk about my hometown, Wainwright. I'm going to relate what I experienced. My parents brought me to Wainwright when I was a child. I essentially grew up in Wainwright beginning from 10 years of age. The coastal areas all the way to Wainwright was populated then. Ataniq, Pingusuguruk, Kilamitarvik, Inyukulimut, and Kayaksarvik all the way, and they used to hunt walrus and other sea animals along the coastal towns. What I can remember, the Wainwright people used to store their food in ice cellars, and they had to dig underground, so that's how they stored game. They also traveled inland to fish in the summer times. And when I first went there, there were about 1,500, population of 1,500. And they had real houses with big porches and katalik. And within those porches, they also had a cooking area and a storage area. They did not have any heating utensils within the house, and the only heating utensil or equipment that they used was a stone lamp for warmth. And in the porch there was a cooking area. What I could remember, I saw two houses with katak. The Wainwright people, before they moved on to Wainwright, used to live in Kilamitarvik. And during the time of the commercial whaling, they learned how to use the alcohol, and the usage of alcohol was abused. So the rest of the residents of Kilamitarvik moved on into Wainwright. When we were living in Wainwright, we used to have visitors from Barrow, Kayak, Sarvik, and other places. And when the food was so scarce, they used to go to a big lagoon because of the abundance of smell. And this would be after the trapping season in the springtime. While I was growing up, life was very hard for us in Wainwright. There were some winters that some people would have a hard time surviving because there would not be any game to be found, no caribou, but they did have reindeer. I went on into Wainwright around 1918 when reindeer herding had started. The money at that time that they had was in the form of foxes. There were no stores there, and they would travel to Barrow to purchase items. In the summer, the people who did not go to Barrow to buy westernized items would buy from the whaling boats. I had not been in Wainwright very long. My parents had relatives in Kayaksarvik, and so my adopted father wanted a steady income in the form of foxes, so they moved to Kayaksarvik. We had lived in Barrow for a little while before moving to Wainwright, then from Wainwright to Kayaksarvik, after my adopted father bought a boat. There were more people, residents in Chayach Tzervik than in Wainwright. And we lived on the coast and hunted sea animals. That was our life. As for the land claims, which we are now living in, or before the land claims, just before the land claims, we used coal for heat. And so many homes within the North Slope area use coal. The outlying villages used to go to Wainwright to gather coal. Since coal was plentiful in Wainwright, we had no trouble getting heating energy such as coal. From in 1920, we moved from Chayach Tzervik to Wainwright. And so on the other side of Chayach Tzervik, we reindeer herded on the, there were three corrals, and they were called number one, number two, and number three. And there were no caribou at that time in Wainwright, only reindeer. Again, he stated that there were some hardships that they experienced in the scarcity of food, and so they had to travel inland to go and hunt for caribou. And the caribou that they caught, if they had more than enough, they would sell the rest of the caribou to the needy or trade it off. Since the Land Claims Act was in the process of organizing, our life has started changing rapidly. The Land Claims Act regulates us that in 1991, we will no longer have overruling authority so shears can be sold. My thought on that is that I do not want the shears to be given to individuals, because if they are taken, then the white man will control our lands. We won't own any of them then. And if our shares are sold, then we have to also remember, on the other hand, that we survive on our land, we hunt on it, we survive because of our land.
And when the regional corporations were formed, we found out that the only parcel of land that we had was now what our house stood on, only the surface area, not the subsurface area. That is how our government worked for us. At first, the corporations had difficulty in the beginning, but then with the development of the oil rigs in the Prudhoe Bay area, then there, after the income from that was gotten, then their operations got smoother and their revenue started coming in. Now we have new houses, you have natural gas here in Barrow, and life is no longer so hard. And also life is much easier in Wainwright. Concerning the subsistence areas upon which we get our food, I do not want it to stop. With the participation and cooperation of our fellow Inupiat from the different regions, we must band together to oppose any kind of legislation or any action that is ever brought about to restrict our subsistence way of life. We, the older generation, should speak out, telling them, informing them of how to safeguard what is valuable to the Inupiat. People at that time long ago were hardy and were able to survive with very little. It is said that they had no camp stoves, they only had meat and oil, seal oil. Life is no longer like that. Nowadays we are fully prepared with provisions, but our way of life should not be taken lightly and discarded. We must continue to keep our way of life And we all enjoy, especially he enjoys eating Inupiaq food, and this is the why the Inupiaq people must fight together to oppose any kind of restriction upon the use of the land as a subsistence way of life.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, Mr. Bodfish. Well, I think we had better turn the meeting back to Ron Brower. I want to thank those of you who testified and to remind you that we are going to hear members of the general public tonight in the old high school library at 7:30, and then I believe we will resume the hearings tomorrow whenever that's convenient. So thank you all for testifying today. Do you want to sit here, Ron?
Thank you, Justice Berger. Sa magok anak po 7:30 ng open library public hearing mo ng malugo. Inyo pa yak na laktuak tuak tat kanilo o vanilo tamo nga ayuwa ka. Sa ma nakabag ka patok ka na warwa si sulga ako si ta sa ma nakabag sulga kabag sa kanyak to si o vani na laktuak ako si ikani library mi naga ila si kanyingay to si isa kataw ako si tama nakabag pipikira ka kanya ako sa. Aglan, inyo'y nalak to actor radio ko. Anak kapag ukalagay ako wasile, pipikira ka ngaf si umuna. Ukakakita nga kung Alaska Native Review Commission. Maki ukalagay si ta anita si umuna cooperation tigon naga nunaptay gilikanin nga kung uma sabangan nun akisunay ako. Asi tamna uvani uvlumi kasi manek put tafrunga lalaglu nige naksigati ko du kam kukit it kanaxit tafrunga agiulag nektu
Test, test, test. Okay? Okay. This is judge's microphone, translator's microphone, and speaker's microphone.
Excuse for not beginning.
But you got here, I have a lot to say. I can tell you from the substance.
So we should start now?
I think so.
Yeah. Well, maybe we should start. Well, good evening. My name is Tom Berger, and this is the Alaska Native Review Commission. I won't go on at any length about why I'm here and what we're doing, except to say that the commission was established by the Inuit Circumpolar Conference to review the Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act of 1971, and that's what I've been doing. We began a series of meetings in villages and towns all over Alaska 6 months ago. We started out at Emonik and Tununik in the Bethel region, and we have been to many regions of Alaska, and altogether we've been to 25 villages and towns to hear what Alaska Natives and other Alaskans have to say about ANCSA. And the meetings have usually been well attended, and the people have been eager to participate. In fact, over 550 people have given testimony at these meetings, and speaking for myself, I have learned a great deal. And we started our hearings in Barrow today. We were invited to the Elders Conference, and the Elders Conference devoted its whole day to hearings, and we were able to have many of the elders speak today about the history of this region, the struggle for land claims, the concerns that they have about the land and subsistence, questions relating to the sale of shares, taxation of land, the right of children born since 1971 to participate in the settlement, and so on. And we appreciate that. I think I should also say that the meetings here in Barrow this week have been organized by Eileen McLean, who is working with our commission, and I think everyone knows Eileen. Jim Sykes is with me. He is the sound man, and we are taking down in writing, we're taking down in tape everything that is said, and it will be transcribed, and the transcripts are available and are deposited at the University of Alaska in Fairbanks, and I know some of the universities and school districts are already ordering copies of those transcripts. When I've completed my journeys around the state in the early in the new year, I'll be writing a report based on what people have said at these meetings, based on the testimony of the people who've been testifying at the hearings. And that report will go to the ICC, the Inuit Circumpolar Conference, but they have agreed it will be made public. And in fact, I have promised to send copies to all of the Alaska Native organizations, the regional and village corporations, the traditional governments and the IRA governments, and of course to everybody who testifies at these hearings. So I think that I've said enough. Anybody who's been listening to the radio here in Barrow the last couple of days must be tired of the sound of my voice, so I think I had better stop and make it clear we're open for business. Edna McLean is translating for us tonight.
Alaska menu inyo kangin yin tap to moon Alaska Native Settlement Act kon. Tanya kak to tap ko Alaska Native Review. Tam nago uvogok 6 months kangin yin tok Alaska me kukilihuni ten na Alaska menu kangin yin to sa yuahan ni tap to moon. Isagutiruaruk emanir me tununir me lutan and let you pick it nunani. Asigok pang mapak inyong natalimat, nunakit, nunakin yung aning arot, tusayo ako ding inyong nin. Nunakin yung matagok, tabra inyuit inyong yagurot, ukakayak tuat. Ukakamala ako urugok, nunakin yung mata. Sigo pang mapagsama si pitluit, 550 inyuit ukang arot, tusayo ako titluit. Ilitsik pang arugok, Asigo ko ba ulupag isagudisak tuak to sayawak sa honili ut kaving miunin utok kanat kasi marwani. Ulupag tawa na atlugo utok kananin to sayawak tugod asia collector to du kanad mani kanga inyu ne animing nik utqaving ni North Slope milo asi suli collector arrive suli te mani isa ku disqam tam the land claims siraqin yqting tam no qasir mevligo asigurwa qasir mirang suli tamat ko ningi creating top to moon Alaska Native land claims tigon asi suli qasir mevligo taxir nikrang tamat tumanunam asi suli qasir mevligo mehlek tu 1971 kange nikpan ani ngarwa tap ko kanogli tap tumani makpirami Alaska Native Settlement Act me pingatilangin nik asiguru vamani utqaving ni tamna kasimane Eileen McLean gum savarira asisuli ikayoktika me Jim Sykes me take tepektinga asiyo sama ukallang ni payat tep mun ilinya right asi aglagluit aglani kumising university me tatpamani Fairbanks me inyaktut sama sigo na cheni kumi you with to Alaska me na cheni kumi go sama makpirari nyaktok asi tamna nangarak makpira kailigo ICC kunun tapko ki savakrin ngagat asi natpan tapko sama ICC kut Inuit Circumpolar Conference kut tuyuri minyane right corporation nun tamat kunungalo IRA nun asi suli kangapak nunakini atanarawan nga ruanun. Asi suli gok tujuri na amigay pikirangin nili Inuit mani o kalalarawat.
Might I just thank the North Slope Borough and the History, Language and Culture Commission for the assistance given in making the commission's visit to Barrow possible. And may I also thank ASRC and UIC for the assistance they have given the commission in coming to Barrow for these meetings. We will be meeting tomorrow night at 7:30 at the North Slope Borough Assembly Room, and we will make ourselves available tomorrow night and again on Thursday night at the North Slope Borough Assembly Room for others who may wish to come and testify. And I know the interest has been widespread throughout the state. I think that Eileen McLean invited some of you, especially tonight, to speak. Oliver Levitt of ASRC and representatives of Alaska Legal Services who agreed to come and discuss allotments, a subject that comes up at every meeting, I can tell you, and about which I'm looking forward to being greatly enlightened this evening. Any others that... Oh, Marie. And Marie is here for the mayor of the city.
Koyenao Kegur, North Slope Board, good. Tapkua, Sivun New York Tarot, Diamond in your bed, in your nanning is Sigulo, Kausing is Sigulo, as is Sully, I will like to go Sivun New York Tarot, North Slope Boromit, Ikayor Mata, Manna Kasimanek. Kasi malasip kaksak lwi dut kaya vini. Asi suli ko kuya na akong mige ASR seat kut, UI seat kut lo. Tap ko ikayok miro at maunga kasi mayak sa mata. Samago ka uvla ko 7:30 ngok pan kanan ni North Slope Borough Assembly Room mi tusayug hap sa aniyak tok. Asi suli si Samik pata na kami suli 7:30 ngok pan ta kanan ni sa aniyak miyok. Asi ko kuwa Alin McLean gum ay waktu nga guys sa ilangit mani to at ako pag inuit. Dahil yung lugo wa Oliver Levitt, ASR seat kunin. Asisuli Michael Jeffries, Deverly, Alaska Legal Services ni sa wak tam ng ilak. Oh.
I'm the judge now.
Oh, judge Wuro. Oh, tunuan ito ako ba. P Lunga Tap to Manili Savakdaro, Alaska Legal Services Kunni, Asisuli Maria Adams Kumliva, Maya Rock, Utka Avignon, Pisoximaga. I mean, Inanga Sahlu, Maya Rock, Utka Avignon.
Honorable Justice Berger, I didn't realize I was going to be here this evening, and Mr. Adams sends his apologies in where he's in a borough assembly meeting, and he'd like to repeal one of the ordinances. That's why he's down there, so, and he knows it's very important to be here. Sales and use tax. I am honored to be here. As you must have heard so many times in all your hearings, that we were incorporated about in July of 72, the same time that the borough was. And I think, just to not go back in history and reinvent the wheel again, Arctic Slope's uniqueness was that Prudhoe Bay was found, and that made us very hard fighters in the land claims, and we were one of the driving forces as a group. We had some dynamic leaders at that time, and at the same time we were striving for in creating a borough, and we knew that education was one of the very highlights that we knew that the borough could present for the native people. And Claims Act had already been passed in December 18th of 1971. Why, by 1972, the same group that was after the land claims was also pursuing the borough, wanting to be able to tax it under purposes for education, zoning, and what was the other one? Well, anyway, there were three basic things, but we have gotten into in starting the borough off. Why the regional corporation did not want to have to try to use its native association in trying to implement the social factor on the side of where the other regional corporations have some very strong native associations. Our native association is used basically to get federal funding for the borough, because the borough is a subsidiary in effect of the state. And so when there are Indian health and Indian education, Indian housing that are available from Congress, we have contracted those as a native association to the borough. And not wanting to duplicate in any of these sort of things, why our native association in effect has stayed pretty dormant. But there's also another organization that was provided and created, was the Arctic Slope Native Association, put together, was what was called the ICAS, which has done the work in effect of that sort of same thing, which is a federally recognized tribal group. But not to get away from what Arctic Slope is doing. Arctic Slope, because it was mandated by Congress as a business for profit corporation, have stayed in that mainstream and have stayed away from the social structures and the social activities. Although we as an organization have provided funding at times when our native cultural groups needed funding in terms of sending out Eskimo dancers, sending out kids to camps and that sort of stuff. But our main purpose have been setting up businesses and subsidiaries throughout the North Slope. We have done a tremendous amount of work in the North Slope. We have created small hotels to very large construction companies, to ventures in drilling rigs, school busing. Matter of fact, we own something like over 200 buses around the state because we do a lot of school busing. And that's made, and that's because we are in the business of making money. We have, there's been years where we've lost money. But there's been years where we've made a goodly amount of money. I think our biggest struggle has been, and as a regional corporation, because we were first probably in getting most of our land. We have most of our land entitlement. I think we were the first in getting large conveyances of land. And therefore, to even to select the right type of lands or something with some economic value, we had to go out before we even selected lands to start contracting, where we had 15 million acres of land to select 5 million or 4.5 million acres. We went to energy companies and asked, would you tell us where to select this land, because we'd like to set up where we have some intelligence. We're going to be out there for business, for profit. And at the same time, we wanted to protect our subsistence way of life. And it was very difficult. I mean, you wouldn't want to repeat some of the things that we said among each other to, because of a particular area that was so strong in subsistence. And another area that says, well, we've got to do something. So we went out and did a lot of contracting, plus in each one of the villages in the land selections areas, where our land director at the time was Jacob Adams. Each village had a land selections committee. They worked out in their village lands and how to pick what areas that they used most. But we couldn't only just pick village lands. We said, well, how about larger area? Arctic Slope has areas where we were limited, not close to the villages. We had to go outside of NPRA, out of the wildlife refuge, and the size of NPRA, the National Petroleum Reserve, Alaska. We were precluded from selecting lands within the petroleum reserve, so we had to go outside. And there was, the wildlife refuge at the time was 9 million acres. We couldn't select lands in there. We couldn't select any of the state lands. And so the difficulty was selecting in lieu lands and having to select much further away than what we were used to. So we selected some lands around in the Western Arctic and South Central Arctic, east of Anaktuvik Pass area, rather of Anaktuvik Pass area. And right now I think the regional corporation owns in hand of interim conveyances of 4.6 million acres. And probably 3/4 of that have been leased. And once you get into that, why, the difficulty comes in what is called 7I. I think everybody has understood. You can get laughs out here because they know the struggles we've gone through. Even our village corporations wanted a piece of the pie. Of course, everybody gets a piece of the pie, but the smaller you get, the smaller your portion is. And because we were first in making these deals, we were the first that the other regional corporations came after. So we were in litigations for 6 years among each other, 7 years, I think, and then we finally, among the 12 regions, have signed a 7I agreement, something that we could all live with. I don't think there was one region that was happy with it, and I think that's probably why it's a good good settlement. Not everybody got what they wanted. We certainly didn't get what we wanted. We were rather beaten badly, but it's something that you can look at and plan around, just like tax planning. It's no different. I don't look at it in any different form than that. Because there are ways around, and in good tax planning, there are good ways around good 7I planning. And although that we did not always agree, we did hammer out an agreement. And one of the things about the 12 regions, I think, that is noteworthy is that we have fought and fought hard against each other. But as soon as there was an issue within the state legislature or the United States Congress, we could appear before them as a united group through what was called the Alaska Federation of Natives. And although that we were in court battles and spent millions of dollars among each other in fighting in what our different philosophies were, well, we could always get together. We have made great strides, I think, in amending ANCSA. What is called the Alaska National Interest Lands. That thing is probably about 450 pages, and probably about 250 of them are